It has been a bleak year in the news business. In January, more than 500 journalists lost their jobs. The LA Times, Business Insider, and NBC News have all laid off staff recently. Public radio has not been immune either. While layoffs in big cities make the big headlines, it's also happening in smaller places. More than half the counties in America now have little or no source of local news. One of those places is McDowell County in West Virginia, deep in the heart of coal country. Reporter Todd Melby visited McDowell County to meet the woman who did everything she could to save the paper there.
Missy Nestor grew up in Ekman in the southern part of West Virginia. Nestor says it's not a city or even a town. It's pretty much at the mouth of a small valley.
In the holler I grew up in, kind of the first rite of passage was to be able to go outside of the gated fence to get the newspaper from the box.
Born in 1966, Nestor says newspapers have always been a big part of her life. Her mom taught her how to read using the comic pages of the Welch News. When she got older, her dad had this advice.
Always read the legals. That is what you want to know, is the legal section, because you want to know what these coal companies are doing and which mountain they're getting ready to blow the top off of and if it's going to affect you or not.
In high school, she worked on the school newspaper. At the Welch News, her first job was in sales. Then she got promoted to publisher. Later, in 2018, the out-of-town owner threatened to shutter the paper if he couldn't find a buyer. So Nestor wrote him a check. I met up with Nestor in downtown Welch.
So now we can see your building. 1927, Welch Daily News.
The building was built in 27. The Welch News was here before that. I'll take you up and see the equipment and everything.
And coming down the street here is a truck. It looks like a semi of some sort.
Yeah, it's a coal truck. That's a coal truck running. And those are 24 hours a day here. And if you're from the county, you love to see coal running.
In the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, McDowell County was a popular place. America needed coal, and McDowell County had a lot of it. By 1950, 98,000 people lived in the county. It was so crowded in downtown Welch, folks called it Little New York. Today, McDowell County's population is just 19,000 people. We head inside so Nestor can show me around the newspaper building. It's chilly. The heat's been off for some time.
Well, let me take you to the back where we laid out our actual pages. This is our camera, where we would lay the pages out on the big old cards with wax, old school.
Is this how you were doing it up until the paper stopped a year ago?
Yes. And we didn't have really the equipment we needed anymore to do that, and we just made our way. And it is that way a lot when you're in a newspaper like this, where you're hanging on for dear life and running on 50-year-old equipment or better.
The printing press was old, too. The previous owner bought it the same year Nestor was born, 1966.
You know, a lot of people might look at our newspaper and print it on this old equipment and be like, oh, it's not as clean, it's not as crisp, and it's not. But man, is it historic.
Nestor clearly loves newspapers, the physical, actual newspapers that roll off the press. But don't get the idea that she's stuck in the past. After she bought the Welch News, she took the paper online.
Traffic in Welch, y'all. Just giving you a little shot of it.
And when something noteworthy happened, she'd whip out her phone and go on Facebook Live.
So for anybody just tuning in, apparently this truck was on its way up to the federal prison. And his GPS directed him to come up by the courthouse and go over Hobart Street.
The truck got stuck on one of Welch's many narrow streets. In the end, Nestor's stuck semi video attracted more than 7,000 comments. But Nestor didn't do everything at the paper. A young guy named Derek Tyson served as reporter and editor. He was working at the paper before Nestor bought it. Back in 2018, when the previous owner let everybody know that he was going to shut down the Welch News if he didn't find a buyer, Tyson says the phones lit up.
Couldn't even get our work done for the phone calls and the people stopping in crying. But there was one lady in particular who called and said that she only had two things in her life, her telephone, and the Welch News, and that she didn't know what she was going to do without us. With the big hearts that we have, that those words gnawed into our very soul. And that we realized, you know, there were a lot of very less fortunate people that were going to get hurt if we ceased to exist.
So they came up with a plan. Nestor would buy the newspaper, and its small staff would stay on because they didn't want to see it die. Nestor offered the owner $30,000. He refused, saying it wasn't enough. Months went by, but there were no other bidders. In the end, Nestor got the paper for $30,000.
We were coming with dreams. We want to cover this thing. We want to be creative. We did a little magazine. We took us online.
Nestor never dreamed of working at a big newspaper in a big city. Owning the Welch News was a perfect fit for her.
It's more about my home and what I want here. I want people to understand how important it is to vote here. I want people to understand how important it is to know what our Board of Education is doing, even if you don't have kids in school, because that's still the public funds going to that system. I want to know about it, you know?
That curiosity led her to pursue a lot of stories, including publishing the salaries of public officials in the paper.
I just went down a list of all the public information of the rate of pay yearly for commissioners, prosecuting attorney, you know, whatever list I had. Whew! I'm stirring up trouble telling everyone how much money people are making.
With Nestor in charge, Tyson says it changed the way he worked.
I was free then to actually be a journalist. You know, I could show some of the harder things to talk about in the community, like the school closures and things like that, because I suddenly had an owner who wanted me out there.
A couple of years after buying the Welch News, Nestor learned a newspaper in a neighboring county was about to close. So, in 2020, she bought the Pineville Independent Herald for a dollar. Since she already owned a printing press and had a hardworking staff, she figured it wouldn't be too much trouble. But then COVID hit, and print subscriptions nosedived by nearly 40%. Ad revenue dropped, too. The added digital revenue couldn't make up for the lost income. To cut costs, Nestor, Tyson, and another staffer lived as roommates in a house Tyson had inherited.
In order to keep the machine turning, we had to learn to live on nothing.
Right.
And it was easier that way if we all lived under one roof than, you know, to try to all of us pay separate utilities and make no money, you know. At least over there it was one pot. You know, together we had enough to live halfway comfortably, I guess.
A lot of ramen noodles, a lot of potato soup.
Yeah, yeah.
Money became so tight, Nestor stopped paying herself a salary. With no income, she couldn't help Tyson out with the rent or groceries. Meanwhile, Tyson was making $9.25 an hour. Eventually, it just became too much. Nestor and Tyson published the last issue of the Welch News in March 2023. Steve Waldman is president of the nonprofit Rebuild Local News. He says a lot is lost when local news goes away.
You start with the accountability issues. Like, literally no one is watching the government. And anecdotally, we know that when that happens, corruption goes up. Actually, taxes go up because no one's minding the store and government gets more inefficient.
When newspapers first started closing in big numbers, some observers shrugged.
We kind of thought, okay, well, the old newspapers are going to go away, but they'll be replaced by a new thing, a website that covers the school board or the counties. In most places, that's not happening.
Back in Welch, Ida Monroe is still shook by the closing of the Welch News.
It messed with me. In fact, the employees here that I work with, they say, you are sick about that, aren't you? I say, yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Monroe is 75 and works at a community service agency. A co-worker sometimes brings her a paper from Bluefield, Virginia, but that paper doesn't have much Welch or McDowell County news.
But there has been people that has passed, and I didn't know it. It's a hardship for people in this county.
Monroe says knowledge about the place she and the people she loves is critical. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Melby.